Seven Masks, New Ireland or a Nearby Island in the Bismarck Archipelago.
That's the terse entry in the Rautenstrauch-Jost Museum's original records of a group of various masks from the bequest of Wilhelm Jost from 1899. The mask you see here is one of those seven. The jutting spoon-shaped ears, the protruding eyes, the peculiar carvings in place of a nose, the angled, offset halves of the face, and the low-set hair made of plant fibres add up to an absolutely bizarre head. It doesn't appear to have been modelled on any living being, neither human nor animal.
Little can be said with certainty about the original use of this mask. It is known, though, that it's from the northern region of New Ireland, an island belonging to Papua New Guinea. Only few masks like this one are known from other museums. Some elements, such as the filigree plastic nose carvings and the large ears, are reminiscent of a type of mask worn during the famous Malangan funeral ceremonies of New Ireland. On closer inspection, however, there are no vision slits in the mask, and its interior width of just 10 centimetres is far too small for it to fit over a head. If it wasn't worn in front of the face, it may have been used purely for display purposes, presented together with other images to participants at a Malangan ceremony or some other festivity.